and Bach wrote his two-part inventions. He hadn't a goal but to play, for God was his only intention, and he wanted it to be that way. He wrote in the keys that existed, he followed a much higher plan. His passion for music persisted, to Baroque he was a holy man. But what would he have said if he heard real jazz, like Dizzy and the Yardbirds, who were among the founders of great bebop jazz in the 40s? So this is a night in Tunisia, I wonder what Bach would have done to play such a modal creation, and the melody has just begun. There was Jelly Roll Morton and Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Captain Lang along, Big Spider Beck, Bessie Smith and the Duke, Benny Goodman, Roy Elvis, Count Basie too, Lester Young, Dizzy and Kenny Clark, Thelonious Monk, Miles and Charlie Parker too. There are so many styles of jazz like swing and bebop, big band, ragtime, blues and boogie woogie. A night in Tunisia, though most of those cats are now gone, they left us so much we can learn from, and the melody lives on.